3. Experiment. Since adaptive strategy is constantly flowing, the risk of experimentation is handled better than rigid methodologies. Experimentation is key to staying relevant in the changing market. Failure is expected and welcome in adaptive strategy. Whenever something goes wrong, it is easy to change course. The team can use their learnings to pivot to a direction that would work for them. The culture of experimentation leads to more efficient processes that promote freedom, resulting in innovations, ideas, and solutions. 4. Starting early. In a traditional strategy, each step has to be completed before starting the next. In this case, the strategy developed is no longer relevant since the strategy can take a year to develop. The adaptive strategy works differently than that. Only relevant information about the most immediate steps is needed to start. Since the strategy is flowing, the organization can adjust along the process. However, there are also some drawbacks to this approach. This approach is unlikely acceptable if an organization is highly opposed to risk or has significant consequences of failure. If obtaining market feedback is not helpful, like in a government department, then adaptive strategy development is not advisable. The constant adaptation may result in difficulties when communicating the strategy.